Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, welcome to a Monday edition, a very, very important one in the What's On Your Mind world today, because we are going to, next hour, give you some big news related to something you've heard about on this program for, I want to say, a couple of months, at least. If you've listened closely at all to our interviews with Mike Lindell, you know that he was working very hard on a new social media platform that is best described as the new YouTube with a Twitter feature. And I found out on Friday that we have a role in this new endeavor, which will be obviously, it's like somebody just called, Todd got the call from Bob Pittman. Radio people know Bob Pittman is the CEO of iHeartMedia. And he calls Todd, one of his senior VPs for programming, and he says, say, Todd, I'm giving you 100 more radio stations today. Good luck with that. And Todd would go, okay. Just
Todd
another
would get
day.
His jaw back off the ground first.
Yeah, and right. And so that's what they've done for us, is they've handed us 100 more radio stations, okay? Now, radio stations work like this. You turn on the radio, you fire up the app, you listen at your desktop streaming. There's a lot of ways to do that. So these aren't technically towers that get signals to radios or streams that get things to your app or your desktop, but they are another platform, as we call them. It's what it's called in the business, isn't it, guys? Platform. It's another platform, meaning the content, what Scott says, what Todd says, what Kevin says on What's On Your Mind, has new platform to be heard. Now, the interesting thing about this is, and I'll explain this in more detail next hour related to how you, too, are going along for this ride as listeners to What's On Your Mind and these radio stations. Because, say Diamond and Silk. I'll give you Diamond and Silk. I happen to think Diamond and Silk are a prime example to use because, do we all know who Diamond and Silk is?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, Todd, how would you describe Diamond and Silk? As two ladies drinking wine or coffee talking about stuff we're talking about on YouTube. Right? Is that a fair way to describe it? Anybody else have a better?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Better than what I come up with, so yeah.
Now, there's probably zillions of people that do what they do, but they do it with such flair that they had millions of followers on YouTube. But because they said nice things about Donald Trump, because they believed in Donald Trump, because before they'd even met Donald Trump, they were saying, what the heck? And they kind of cheer each other on, and they take on these hot topics. They were, of course, shut down on YouTube. Now, Diamond and Silk had day jobs. I don't know what they were, but at some point, Diamond and Silk said, wow, we put our stuff on YouTube. People watch it by the millions, and then we get checks from YouTube. That's how it worked previously. Okay? Tell me at any point if I'm getting confusing in this explanation, fellas. I'm counting on Kevin and Todd to listen intently so that if I say something that doesn't make sense, they go hard stop. Todd fires up the buzzer. So now that would be a demonstration of the buzzer.
Yes.
Now we are at the point where Diamond Silk have millions of followers. They're on YouTube. They say nice things about Donald Trump, and they're making money doing it. That can be their livelihood because they're really good. In my mind, Diamond Silk should have their own show on Fox News, on Newsmax, on ABC, NBC. They're that entertaining. Okay. Certainly more entertaining than Kelly and Ryan. Or what other crap is on TV? Just this pablum on TV. I would even say Ellen, which I actually enjoy sometimes, when you just need sort of a release, but half of it's her liberal crap, right? It's her personal agenda.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
When she gives away cars, it's fun.
Yeah.
When she spews her liberal crap, I turn it off, okay? Because I can go out to a North Dakota ranch and see all the crap I need. I don't need it on TV.
Right.
Right? So, they're that good. So that's why people choose to follow them on YouTube. Leah, you tell me at any point if I'm being confusing, too, because Leah's live blogging this, and she's going to make sense of it for you watching and following on What's On Your Mind Facebook page and What's On Your Mind Twitter account. So all of a sudden, Facebook has the power to say, we don't like what Diamond and Silk are saying, so we're going to shut them down. And now their livelihood is disrupted. Well, wait a minute, Scott. You said they were as good as anything that's on TV right now. I did. And wait a minute, you said they just were on YouTube and people followed them by the millions. Why wouldn't YouTube like that? That's millions of people coming to YouTube, and that's how YouTube makes its money. And they share the revenue with people on YouTube. Are you tracking with me, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask the three of you, why would YouTube shut that down? Why would they want that to go away? Kevin? Todd?
Mm-hmm.
Leah, anybody have an answer for me? Why would YouTube shut that down? Leah, you've been silenced.
Because they can.
Yeah.
Todd says because they can.
It doesn't fit the narrative that they want to portray.
Well, wait a minute. I thought, as long as it's not, you know, pornographic or, you know, vulgar or whatever.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the standard. I mean, you can find some pretty horrific videos on YouTube that are left up.
Last time I checked, the guy from Iran who hates our guts, he gets a platform on Twitter and YouTube. So, Diamond Silk love America. Why would YouTube shut them down?
Because they hate America? Because they don't like them. I don't like what they're saying.
So they're now the arbiter of what you should be able to say on YouTube.
They have been.
Which, by the way, is okay because, Leah, if you ran YouTube, you'd probably run it the same way in that there has to be standards, right?
Well, standards, but then also people have to be afforded the same rights then, I think, too.
Interesting. So your point is if I let them do this, I got to let them do that. You're saying you have, you know, in other
but
words...
But it has to be equal across all parties.
So here's the bottom line. Diamond and Silk have been disrupted, and there's many, many people like that. Eric McTaxis is another one. They happen to be two of my favorites, okay? Mike Lindell. What happened, Leah? Tell me what happened when we put up the videos, Absolute Proof, on our website.
Not so much on our website, but when we would share those links onto Facebook, onto Twitter, they were instantly flagged as false information by fact checkers, with quotation fact checkers, which was just somebody saying, hey, we checked this out and we decided that it's, you know, nothing in here is creditable.
So a documentary that had subject matter experts, former FBI, former top Air Force people, people that actually were at the polling places, is shut down by social media from little old Flag Family Media in Fargo, Bismarck, Tioga, Dickinson, etc.
Mm-hmm.
They silenced that. They shut that down.
They allowed the links to still be there, but they do things like break the image. So, of course, if you don't see an image, you're less likely to click on something if you're scrolling through your timeline.
So they're
or they'd include articles underneath that say that this is the real situation that's going on, not what they're reporting on.
So it's sort of like putting your thumb on the scale against somebody you don't like because they're naturally going to get less views. Do we think they also, whatever they do to fire up their little algorithm machine, shut down our feed, didn't show it in as many feeds?
Yep, so that was another thing. They limited the content that was getting pushed out, and they also gave us a formal warning, so to speak, on if you keep posting articles and content with Absolute Proof for Mike Lindell, we will suspend your account, which is why we had to change how we worded the content that we were putting out there.
And all we were doing is interviewing people who were in the movie and asking them the tough questions everybody else is asking.
Correct.
Folks, what has just been described here is not my idea of America. That's not America. Now, YouTube can do what it wants. What I love about Mike Lindell is he said, you know what? We're just going to build our own deal. And we're going to put a lot of money into servers and things so they can't shut us down. They can't do what, was it Google or Amazon did do Parler? Just going to take them off the servers. And then literally this entity called Parler that was gaining a lot of traction by just being a free speech site was shut down. Does that sound like America to you? No. Now, two things we could do about this situation I just described. We could complain about it. We could wring our hands and say how horrible it is, or we could make our own way. We could do something about it. And, folks, that's what we're about to do. We're going to stop complaining because it is what it is. We'll just have our own YouTube. We'll just have our own Twitter. And then I would say we all need to look long and hard at, well, am I on Facebook because it's convenient, it's easy, and the picture's already posted there? Or should I stand up, too, and say, you know what, I can have cancel culture, too. I'm going to go to frankspeech.com, and I'm going to do that. That's why we love Mike Lindell, because he's unafraid. And he's told us he was going to do this, and he has. More details next hour. Other topics to cover. I came home with boxes full of towels, because we have 12 lucky winners to announce. Ladies and gentlemen, I meant to do it over the weekend. I didn't get a chance, but we're going to do it today. If you don't have the robes, the towels, the pillows, the slippers, the dog beds, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Today would be a great day to reward Mike Lindell.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
That's the Fine Young Cannibals right there.
It's what? Actually, in excess.
Is it?
Sounds like Fine Young Cannibals.
I was going to say.
Kind of does, though. Kind of sounds like that.
This Fine is in excess, huh?
Yeah.
That was my nickname.
Oh, yeah.
You know who gave me that nickname?
Who?
Carrie Eads.
Oh, yeah?
You know Carrie Eads?
Yeah.
Legendary UND hockey player.
Yep.
He's the guy that provoked that big battle royale between the University of Wisconsin Badgers and the UND hockey team. If you go on YouTube right now, which you might as well before you cancel YouTube, do one last thing. Type in Fighting Sioux Badger Hockey Brawl, or maybe even try Kerry Eads. You'll find this brawl. He used to call me NXS. Anyway, that doesn't matter. That was a whole other show, as we say. Fine Young Cannibals was about that same era, though, wasn't it, fellas? Is that why I'm mixing them up? Was that kind of a...
No, it sounds like the beginning of that sounds like She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, no,
all
it
right.
does. Yep.
See, Todd, you were about to mock me and put the buzzer there, and I actually had a reason for my mistake on who that was. Do we have some Fine Young Cannibals we could play today, too, then?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
How many hits did they have, by the way?
Oh,
two.
Couple. Yeah.
Tops, right?
It's Vince Gill's birthday today, too. I'm going to have to dig some Vince up.
Okay, that's good. That's the bumper music. What's on your mind? Brought to you by Petrus Serve USA today, by the way. Thank you, see? Now give me an excess. Allow me to compare. Thank you. I'm not crazy. There we go. We got the remix. I love it. Okay, all right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Beef tips and gravy or scalloped potatoes and ham today at the Valley City location of PetroServe USA. If you're a little hankering for tater tot hot dish, you got to hit Hartwood location, I-29. Lasagna in Glendon today, Swedish meatballs downtown. It just keeps getting better. Any fresh baked muffin, 99 cents at all the stores. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Take them home. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Jan in Aberdeen, South Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really well today. Busy Monday, but we're doing good. What's on your mind?
Cool. Hey, so Diamond and Silk are on Saturdays. They have a half-an-hour program. I think it's like 1 o'clock or sometime in the afternoon. They're excellent. I watch them all the time. And then I was going to mention the Facebook allows these human trafficking websites up, or if someone wants to get across the border illegally, they allow those websites to remain up, but of course they'll pull down President Donald Trump's website. It's ridiculous.
You know, how do you defend that? If you're Jan, the CEO of Facebook, how do you defend what you just said?
Can't. And when he was questioned questioned recently, he didn't defend it. He patted himself on the back about how they find them, but he didn't say what they did to pull down those sites. Because I guess, you know, they bring them money too, so why not leave them up? I'm pretty much done with Facebook.
Yeah, I think we need to be. I really do. Now, every time I've said I'm going to be done on Facebook, somebody calls and says, please don't do that because that's where I get my news. And I appreciate that you're on there and you say things that nobody else says. And I say, why can't I do that somewhere else? Now, the problem is every other option has been, you know, there are other things out there, but in my mind hasn't been the perfect answer, mostly because they're susceptible to the same crap they pull on Facebook. Until today, until Frank's speech, and at 10:06 this morning, we're going to let our listeners know how you can be part of this. But I am planning, just so you know, and if you want to talk me out of this, I'm willing to listen. But I'm planning to do this, frankspeech.com, instead of that, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube.
I think that's, I'm all about that, joining other sites, getting rid of it. And it's really, really, it should be called Fake Book rather than Facebook.
I like that. I like that.
Fake book. All right. Have a great
and
day. Keep on.
One last thing. Book. Saturday at 1, Diamond and Silk, you watch where? Is it Fox Nation?
No, Newsmax.
Oh, Newsmax. That's right.
Saturday
That's right. See, this is why we love Newsmax. See? They're unafraid.
Yeah.
They're unafraid. I totally forgot about that. I totally forgot. I don't want
way more Newsmax than Fox anymore.
Me too. So. And I don't know if you've listened, but we have somebody from Newsmax on every week on this program. Every week.
Yeah, wasn't it? Andrew Giuliani was on
it was.
Last week, I think.
Yeah, we've actually, we have him on a little mission. We've said we are going to put him on every week. Poor guy has to come on every week with us, clear his schedule, and he's going to continue to do that until Midco smells the coffee. Is that a good way to put it, Tom? Kevin? Smells the coffee.
Sure, yeah. Smells something.
Smelling salts.
Yeah.
Wake up call. Whatever
exactly.
We say. And how I did this was I canceled Mitco. I canceled them. I cut the cord. And then I found out that you go to the store where you can order this online. Go to a hardware store. I think they have it as well. I bought a lawnmower this weekend at Ace Hardware. Burgraff's Ace Hardware. I didn't look for Roku there, but I bet they have it there. And it's a little box, and the reason I'm telling you to go there is because I'd rather you support a locally owned business like these Ace Hardware stores. What's your go-to hardware store in Bismarck, Todd?
Kirkwood Ace.
Kirkwood Ace.
Jeffins, local owner.
Right. So Fargo, it's a local owner. He happens to be from Grand Forks. But I think it's Tony. He owns like 10 Burgraff Hardwares, okay? They're locally owned, all right? Grand Forks, Fargo. They're in other places I don't remember where.
Yep.
But they're local. So go there and buy a Roku box. You take it off the shelf, and all it is a little gizmo that you attach to your TV, and then you set up on your Wi-Fi network, and you are now watching Newsmax. And other things, and what I like about it is I can watch Newsmax when I want to watch Newsmax. Greg Kelly's on every night at 6. I'm not home at 6. Ask my wife. I wish I was, but sometimes it's 7, sometimes it's 8. When I do get home at 6, I want to talk to her and our daughter and have a little dinner on the one out of 100 days we're able to do that with a busy schedule these days. But my point is I'm watching it, and I don't need Midco. I cut the cord on Midco. And if 100 people did that today to say, I'm going to do what Scott did. Guess what? Midco would go, uh-oh, alarm bells here, alarm bells here, what's going on? What did the people say? Why did they stop? Well, they said they wanted Newsmax. Well, let's talk to the lady in the department who decides what goes on when. Are you going to put Newsmax on? Well, we have too many channels already, the bandwidth. They come up with the excuse of the day. I'm done with excuses from Midco. About Newsmax. Cable One, too, by the way. Midco's not alone, but most people here have Midco. Whatever your cable operator, if they don't have it, cancel them. And if we do that in enough numbers, trust me on this one thing, you'll be watching Diamond and Silk 1 o'clock on a Saturday real soon on Midco. So, Jan, how do you watch Newsmax?
We've got Dish, and Newsmax advertised that, hey, just call your cable company, you can get Newsmax for free. Well, I had my husband call him, and I'll be darned. Yep. The same afternoon, we had Newsmax. So now we watch it more so than ever.
Wow.
So far, sometimes Saturday afternoon. They could be the 2 o'clock hour or 3 o'clock, but they are on the long.
Yeah. Well, Diamond Silk, I'm going to get Diamond and Silk on the radio this week to talk about their Newsmax show, because we got to keep the pressure on Midco. And when they do the right thing, I'll be a customer again. I'm okay with that. More coming up, folks.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced Sunday he's directed the state police to conduct an independent investigation after video emerged showing two officers pepper spraying and drawing guns on an Army lieutenant during a traffic stop last December. The Democrat governor says, "Our Commonwealth has done important work on police reform, but we must keep working to ensure that Virginians are safe during interactions with police." End quote. The U.S. economy is poised for an extended period of strong growth and hiring, the chair of the Federal Reserve reported Sunday. Chair Jerome Powell said that he does not expect to raise the Fed's benchmark interest rate, currently sitting at nearly zero. Powell also downplayed the risk of higher inflation from government spending and expanding budget deficits. England will begin partially reopening businesses following months of coronavirus lockdowns. Starting Monday, retail stores can welcome back customers and outdoor service can resume at bars, salons, and gyms. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Newsmax. I'm not kidding you, a new sponsor on the program. Thank you, Newsmax. That last segment was not a paid advertisement. It's just what we want you to do. This one is, and we're glad to have them. The China threat is a hot topic today on Newsmax. Do you guys know this about China? Their military is now threatening Taiwan. Hong Kong has been taken over, and they say publicly that they want to defeat America, that they want to defeat America. They say that out loud. There's tons of books about this. My favorite happens to be, what's his name, Pillsbury, the 100-Year War. They're fighting it, we're not. They're like 80 years into the 100-Year War against us, and we're sleeping at the switch. There's others. But the best source on this, boiled down to something you must watch, is Chris Salcedo. He's exposing the truth about China. All week on Newsmax, watch his special series, Chris Salcedo, The China War. Did you know the FBI is saying China is a grave threat to the United States? Our own FBI says China is a grave threat. Does anybody know this stuff?
Good question.
If I went to St. Mary High School in Bismarck today, Shiloh, Bismarck High, Century, if I went to Davies or South or North, Shanley today, and I said, did you know the FBI says China is a great threat to the United States? How many kids do you think would raise their hand and say, of course I know that? Would 5 hands go up? This is true, folks. China says the war with China has already started.
What?
Well, they do if you read their strategy. Now, Chris Salcedo, he's saying it too, but the point is we don't have to guess this stuff. You don't have to take Chris Salcedo on Newsmax TV, which, by the way, is the network everyone is talking about for a reason because they actually talk about this stuff, and all he's doing is telling you what they're already saying. Now, Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax, you got to call places like Midco, places like Cable One. Be very kind, but say, here's the deal. I want Midco to put Newsmax on, and if you don't, that's okay, but I'm going to switch. Because you can get Newsmax free. Roku, YouTube, is it Zumo? X-U-M-O? Is that Zumo, guys? Do you know how to say that? one of the new platforms out there?
Never heard of that.
I haven't either. Pluto, Amazon Fire, Smart TV. You go buy a Samsung, Sony Vizio, or LG TV. Like, you just go again to your favorite hardware store, buy a TV locally, not for some big box store that hates you and hates free speech. And you buy a Samsung, a Sony, a Vizio, or an LG, and the smart TV is already built in. I went to buy the gizmo at the hardware store that I added to my TV, but if you're looking for a new TV anyway, just get a smart one, and you get it free. There's another way to get it free. The Newsmax app. Just download it in your app store. Start watching. So, reason number 1,155 just this week to do this is you're going to find out about the China war with Chris Salcedo tonight. And if you're not familiar with Newsmax, in a nutshell, it's real news for real people. That's us, real people. Not New York City, not San Francisco, not Houston, not Seattle. Us, the Northern Plains, the rural life. Newsmax, real news. I'm watching it. What was the lady's name from Aberdeen? She's watching it. Other people are watching it. You ought to watch it, too. Okay? Okay. One quick call here, and then we're going to bring in the Speaker of the House from South Dakota. Talk a little South Dakota politics today on the program. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Okay. Regarding the Newsmax channel, Beck also carries it, and you don't need to have a big package to get it. On channel 30.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me of that. I should have said that earlier. Beck TV is really, really, really bold right now. They're doing a lot of great local programming, in addition to obviously giving offerings like this. What's that guy's name that's super famous now nationally? Beck TV is giving him a platform nationwide, even though they're a North Dakota co-op-owned cable/programming entity. Can't remember his name, but he's big time.
I'm not familiar either, but I also wanted to add that Beck has a channel 2. It's Beck TV, and it's got programming like one of them is Ladies of the View. They are actually people from Mandan, Bismarck area, and it's conservative, but it's very local. They also have a program, The Right Side, with Doug Billings.
That's the one I'm talking about. Doug Billings, okay. The Right Side, is the one that Beck helped, and he's national. He's on Beck TV. He is put forth by Beck TV to the world, streaming Beck TV, the news channel, whatever. But he has an audience way beyond North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Huge, right?
And then Ladies of the View, that it's just great. It's just great for any. And then there's the Dr. Duke show. And they have Newsnet 3-4 times a day. They also have some like Highway to Heaven, you know, type reruns and stuff. But, they do have, I will say, Joel Heitkamp is on once a day, once or twice a day. But I think that's the only one that isn't conservative on that channel.
Well, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. You know what I mean? So,
I can't say enough good about Beck and this Channel 2 and Newsmax, which is on 30. You don't have to have a big package to get it. Now, we do, and I also, excuse me, get OAN. Are you familiar with OAN?
I am, and they're great. And you also get, if I'm not mistaken, Right Side Broadcasting, which is great.
Yeah.
And, of course, Newsmax. Yeah, they're all good.
I have
a
friend who has a smaller package, a quite small package, actually. And she gets she actually gets the Beck TV with the local stuff on it. And she gets Newsmax. She doesn't get OAN, but she does get the other two. So, I mean, Beck is very, I can't say enough good about them. You get what you pay for.
100% agree with you. And, Derek and his team at Beck TV are amazing. They've actually offered us for some time the opportunity to stream this show. And it could be on part of their platforms, but not on over-the-air TV, as I remember it, in Fargo. Because they own the old stick, you guys, that was KX4. So if you know, over the air, you could still get KXJB on regular TV from an antenna. But you get KXJB where you see Chris Berg doing Point of View on cable. It's a little bit confusing. There's
two. That one's on, we get Point of View on, that one is on KNDX 4.
Yep. And they've offered to put us there with What's on Your Mind, which we'll probably figure out sometime, but I think they have competing program in the morning that they can't get out of. It's probably like cooking shows or something. I don't know what it is. But
we've had that for 40 years, and we haven't had cable the fiber optic was back for 40 years, but we have had their telephone service, and they are just the best. You get what you pay for, and their service is beyond.
And we have had another cable company.
So I agree with you.
Every cable company on earth could learn from Beck. And every programmer could learn from Beck. And because you know what? They're about free speech.
Yep.
They totally get that. And Derek and his team actually work for a board of directors that is a co-op. This is a rural co-op. Okay? So this is vision. Way ahead of the typical telephone co-op. That's pretty amazing. So you're right.
And first class, and they're spreading further and further east all the time. They're in Valley City now.
Yeah, they're based out of Steele, right? I mean, their offices are in Steele, North Dakota. You can't make it up. It's beautiful.
Right.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Thanks so much for the call. And I can't keep the Speaker of the South Dakota House waiting any longer because he's a busy guy. Spencer Gosch, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
So I want to ask you a couple of things about the last session, but I first want to start with a little fact check. We had, I believe it was Senator Jim Rohrs on not long ago, and we were talking about the mask mandate in North Dakota. Now, the mask mandate is a subject of legislation in the North Dakota legislature right now. It's passed both the House and the Senate. The Senate version was a little different than the House, watered down, I would say, because that's what the Senate does, unfortunately. They water things down. And they said, okay, we'll go along with this mask mandate, but we're only going to say the state can't do mask mandates. So we'll go along with you on 1323, but we're going to take the cities out and the counties out, because, you know, the cities and the counties have really effective lobbyists, and I guess the senators want to stay in the good graces of really effective lobbyists. So it's kind of sad, but nonetheless, really, this is a statement more than something that will be physically be able to use, because it's only, why else would we need another mask mandate? Another pandemic? I guess that's the deal. Anyway, when Jim Rohrs was defending his no vote on 1323, which I'm very disappointed in Jim in, and look forward to his vote on, if there is a veto, the override of the veto, he said, when I said, hey, wait a minute, South Dakota didn't have a mask mandate. We did. And guess what? The cases dropped at exactly the same pace. They all fell off a cliff at the same time. South Dakota, no statewide mask mandate. North Dakota with a mask mandate. Causation, correlation. You can no longer say North Dakota dropped like a rock because of masks, because South Dakota dropped like a rock without masks. Now, were people wearing masks in both states? Of course. Did some cities in South Dakota have a mask mandate? Of course. But that was the same mosaic here. Even with a mask mandate, some people weren't wearing them. But he said, well, South Dakota's a mess. They can't even control their legislature. They had an outbreak of COVID in their own legislature, and it messed up everything. So, see, South Dakota's kind of dumb. He sort of said it like that. What happened in South Dakota, Spencer, with the legislature and the masks and COVID?
Yeah, so, you know, at the beginning of the season, there's a lot of speakers that got together from the upper Midwest. And we discussed what our session was going to look like. What were some best practices that were going to happen? And I've always been one to feel that the people's work needs to be done in person. It's not a job well done remotely. It's not a job well done unless you're face-to-face with individuals. So we automatically in South Dakota decided we were going to have a legislative session. We were just going to push forward through it. I know that my counterpart in Montana, Speaker Galt, felt the exact same way, and we had a lot of conversations between the two of us. I know Wyoming decided to postpone their session to allow for the vaccinations to go out, but nonetheless, it was going to be what it was. So then after you decided you were going to have a legislative session, you had to decide what were you going to provide.
The rules. Yeah, good point. Hang on. More coming up with Spencer. Luke's on the phone from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling, taking a break from fencing to tell us about the perfect time right now to get some projects done. Luke, how you doing?
Hey, Scott, doing real well today.
So tell us what Razor's Edge Directional Drilling does better than anybody else.
We come in and we get it done no matter what the project is, whether it's big or small. You know, we do everything from one-inch water lines. We do power, telecom work. We dig stock dams, remove old tree rows. Anything you guys can imagine in the dirt or that needs drilled, we'll get it done.
And to have a septic tank project in the middle of that beautiful lake place here, it's kind of nice to have that horizontal directional drilling, because I'm hardly going to know you've been there, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep. We'll come in, do anything we need to do with the drill, basically a start hole and an exit hole, little to no subsurface damage.
Trenchless pipe bursting service, pipe replacement, repair, horizontal directional drilling. They do it better than anybody. Call them 701-934-1134 or online at reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga's a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga's an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
See what you did there, Kev?
I do.
Everybody wants a little piece.
Actually, you did it. Todd, did you see what he's doing there? Birthday boy, Vince Gill.
Still I put
Nice song. Very pretty song by Vince Gill.
He's got a few of them. 64 today.
It's a nice song. I don't know that I've heard this before.
Yeah, I Still Believe in You. One of his.
Oh, wow. I've played that a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Did he ever sing Happy Birthday? We should have Ben Skill singing Happy Birthday to himself. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Back on What's On Your Mind.
I'm sure he's singing to Amy at some point.
I hope so. Any good husband would, right? 855-200-1776. First time I've mentioned a number today, yet the phones are already full. That's kind of how it goes on What's On Your Mind. But we love hearing from you. We ask the question, What's On Your Mind, for a reason, and we give you a 24-7 access to the Be the Buffalo Hotline. Be the Buffalo Hotline. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, I never really knew what you meant when you said be the buffalo. I didn't get that whole thing. And then I saw a meme, and the meme had a big old storm coming in, and all the cows were huddled together, and the buffalo were headed for the storm. So the cows hunker down, and the buffalo go, okay, there's an edge to that cloud, so I'm going to run that way, rather than sitting around like a bunch of sheep. I always thought cows were smarter than that, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what we call the Be the Buffalo hotline, because we know our listeners are like the buffalo, not like the cows. Just saying. And you can call it 24-7, leave a message, your comment, anything. If you don't want to wait to get on the show, 855-200-1776. Thank you, Oasis Petroleum, the company in North Dakota that is turning into the storm of ESG and all the crazy woke crap get thrown at oil and gas companies, and just saying, look, that's the storm, let's just go into it and let's answer it. They do it well. Thank you, Oasis Petroleum. Back with Speaker of the House, Spencer Gosch, South Dakota Speaker. So quickly tell me, you know, when you set your rules in place, how you ultimately had to go back to masks more recently, and this is why some in North Dakota were taking shots at, well, COVID's such a problem, they can't even keep their legislature straight on it down there. Tell me what else I need to know on masks, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, so when we decided we were going to have a legislative session, you know, do you mandate masks or don't you? The individuals overwhelmingly, and now we are overwhelmingly a Republican legislature, so the individuals overwhelmingly said, let that be up to us. We'll take care of it. Let's let it be personal responsibility. So we provided individuals with what they needed to do their job and still feel secure, but at the same time allowed personal responsibility to prevail. So we got up to about week five, and we anticipated, you know, we're not ignorant to the situation, but anticipated a few cases here and there. And when we got to week five, we had roughly about four or five cases show up in the house. And at that particular point in time, those individuals went home, did their quarantining, stayed home, and went from there. Well, it just so happened we had a three-day week in the legislative session at about week six, and I decided that, hey, since it's 3 days and we have to travel so far, if you guys want to attend remotely this week, go ahead. And then, you know, we'll all come back into session the next week. We did that. Ultimately, the case number ended up being 8 total. And that was it. Not another case throughout the entire session. We continued as is, as business. We didn't shut down. The reason we went remote wasn't necessarily because of COVID. In fact, when we did go remote, we still had the vast majority of individuals in their seats in the legislature, and we just continued the business as normal. So to say that out of 105 legislators and many, many more, as you know, the general public, that only 8 cases came about amongst, might I add, evenly, those 8 cases amongst mask wearers and non-mask wearers, we felt that we got through session pretty well.
So hopefully the people that are spreading fake news in North Dakota related to their zest and zeal for more mask mandates will now realize they've just been shown up. That'd be great. I want to ask about some issues that are in the news, one in girls' sports. Now, as I understand this, Kristi Noem agrees, your governor, that girls' sports should be for girls. And there was a bill in the legislature that said that the NCAA said, if you pass this, we're going to shut down USD, SDSU, every other college athletics, because you're going to be on the out looking in. And so she vetoed the bill in hopes of getting some language in there that would remove the threat from the NCAA. Have I described that correctly?
That's the, you know, that's the rhetoric or narrative that's being pushed a lot of when we talk about the 1217 bill is what it's been called, the 1217 bill in the legislature. You know, we had it was an interesting scenario in which a great representative out of Sioux Falls, two great representatives out of the Sioux Falls Hartford area, and Representative Rhonda Milstead and Senator Maggie Sutton brought a bill defending Title IX in women's sports. And what it did is it allowed for schools to only provide women's sports to women, biological women. They had to make proof, or they had to bring proof every year. If by any reason you were wrongfully lost your spot as a woman to a biological male, you had recourse. You were able to go back and have that action corrected, whether it be legal lawsuits or whatever. And it also applied to college. And it was written by an organization, Alliance Defending Freedom. It's a national organization, and that ran it in a lot of other states like Arkansas. When we brought the bill forward, we made it through the entire legislative process, which is a big, long process, no amendments, and it was tweeted out that they were really excited to sign it. The governor was excited to sign it. Well, we later, a week later, went, and it was dead silent. We weren't hearing anything. And then we started to get worried, and sure enough, they were going to do a silent form veto. But the silent,
a silent form veto. I wonder what the heck that is. You're going to tell us after the break here. So hang on, if you would, Spencer. We'll finish on the other side of the break here. And also big news on the new social media platform from Mike Lindell coming up. Stay tuned.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.